as what Ahab thought when he called up 400 prophets. 400 prophets. Prophesy. Go on up there and take Rahab Gilead. Go on up there and take it. God gonna be with you. Go on and get it. One through 400. All come and prophesy the same thing. But the other kings, ain't you got one more here? Don't you just have one more? Let's hear what he got to say. Yeah, I got one, but he'll never prophesy me nothing good. He ain't never told me nothing good. Bring him on in anyway. Let's see what he got to say. Ah, shall I go up and return victorious? Ahab, if you return at all, God ain't spoke to me. I'd lock him up. Didn't I tell you he wouldn't prophesy nothing good? One man out of 400 had enough nerve to stand up and tell what God said. So the downward road is crowded. You don't worry about what the downward road is doing. If one man stand up and tell you what the Bible say, that ought to be good enough. God said. That's why the Bible said, Peter said, I would rather obey God than obey man. Amen. Because people would rather obey what the crowd is doing. Don't preach in this name of Jesus. That's what they told Peter. Don't do that. Told the apostles, don't do that. We're going to threaten them. We're going to beat them and tell them, get out of here. Don't preach the cross of Christ. They didn't want to hear about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It happened then and it's happening now. People don't want to hear about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. They don't want to hear about Jesus. We done heard enough about Jesus. Every time I go to church, it's just Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But didn't nobody die for you but Jesus? Huh? Didn't nobody pay that sin?
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas, 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
Each other's business. Look like every time the Christian went over to to the grocery store. His best friend, the atheist, would get him in front of all of his friends and run down his guard. But even the Christian went home and fell asleep. God stepped in his dreams and said, Christian, tell your atheist friend I'm coming to your shop tomorrow. Somebody say yes. Sharp tomorrow. Well, the Christian woke up early the next morning, got his bag, put on his clothes. He couldn't hardly wait to get to work. I gotta tell my friend that Jesus is coming to my shop today. Well, he went into his shop 2 hours early. He couldn't hardly wait till he heard the key turning in his door. After a while, and by, the atheist put the key in his lock, went into his shop. The Christian jumped up and ran next door. Said, I got something to tell you. You've laughed at me for the last time. Jesus told me to tell ya, he's coming to my shop today, and he wants you to see it when he gets there. Somebody say glory. Say glory. They ain't this a man to get on out of here. You making that up. Jesus is not coming nowhere, because he's still in the grave. And as soon as a Christian walked out, and he went into his own shoe shop, after a while an old lady walked in. He said, Mister, so cold. Do you have an extra coat? You can give to me. And every time the door of the Christian would open, listen, the atheist would run over and say, is that Jesus? And he walked out laughing. Well, the Christian reached up. He said, my wife left an old coat here. You can have it. Hallelujah. When the old lady walked out, in walks a little boy. Hallelujah. The Christian standing there looking at the little boy. The little boy said, Mister, will you give me a piece of money so I can go next door and buy me a piece of meat? Hallelujah. So the Christian reached over and got some money his cash register. Said, go next door and buy what you want. Hallelujah. And about that time, the atheist ran. He ran to the friend shop. Said, I guess you call this Jesus too. He said, no, I don't, but Jesus is coming to my shop. And so the little boy followed him out. Went over to the grocery store, and before the atheist knew it, he'd given the little boy all the food he wanted, and told him, you keep your money. Glory to God. After a while, an old man walked into the Christian shop. So, mister, you got a sale going on over there. And you say, all the shoes has been left here for 30 days. You'd sell me a pair, but I don't have no money. And my feet are on the ground. Will you give me a pair of those shoes? I feel a dance working on me. They just ran in there. Said, when is your Jesus coming? The old man got the shoes and went on out. And it was almost closing time. The Christian became so discouraged. So he's gonna laugh at me again. And after a while, when the atheist came over to him, he said, how do you know that Jesus is supposed to come today? And he reached back and got the Bible. Said, he showed me this scripture. The Gospel of St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, and the 40th verse. He laid it up there and said, lock up my shop when you get through. And the Christian walked out of the door with his head bowed down. Yes, he did. After a while, the atheist went and began to read the scripture that said, in as much as you've done it unto the least of these, the little boy, in as much as you've done it unto the least of these, the old lady, in as much as you've done it unto the least of these, oh man, he said, oh, he came. He came. I just didn't know it. He ran out the door and ran down behind the Christians. He said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Your Jesus came. Your Jesus came. Your Jesus. Your Jesus came. Yeah. Your Jesus. The young man, he got the Christian by the hand. He said, come on and go back with me. I'm going back to your shop because he will come. He said, I want to give my heart to this man that you've been telling me all about. Is there anybody here? Do you know this man? Do you know this man? He will come. Daddy, people say he's an old-time God. Yes, he is. Have you ever called him and looked like he wasn't coming? You paid your tithes. You did everything that was right. But yet looked like you stayed sick.
K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM.
70,000 watts of gospel power.
Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our elder, with an anointed sermon already in progress.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
I smile, even though I hurt, see I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while.
What you praise the Lord. The first book in the New Testament. The book of Matthew, praise the Lord. Amen. Book of Matthew, the 16th chapter, praise the Lord. I'm not the preacher, but the Holy Ghost is.